Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Now, the HSE has confirmed that the HPV vaccine uptake is currently at 70%, with 7 out of 10 girls now receiving the vaccine in school, which is a big increase because we were down to 51% at one point due to a campaign of opposition by parents groups several years ago and misinformation around the safety of the vaccine. Dr. Lucy Jessop, the HSC's immunisation chief, has said that if we continue on this path, that we here, like other countries who are on course to do this, like Australia, will eliminate cervical cancer and it will be an achievable goal. And to discuss this further, I'm joined now by Dr. Phil Kieran. Phil, first of all, this is good news, isn't it? But why are we still losing 3 out of 10 girls to what? To misinformation?
I think so. And fear, I think, here is really the big thing. Thanks for having me on to talk about this. The HPV vaccine is something I feel fairly strongly about.
I do too.
It is, I must say, working in hospitals, one of the worst deaths I've seen actually was from cervical cancer.
I know.
So I really, anything we can do to prevent this has to be done. It's great that we're up to 70%, but 70% is, it's a starting point, you know. We need to get that up to 95%, 99%, ideally every vulnerable child vaccinated against it. I think there is still a good bit of disinformation out there, and there's still a lot of people, when it comes to such a complex topic as vaccines and safety, people worry about it. And it's very hard to get across how safe this thing has been shown to be in large-scale trials, when all I can say to someone is, it is safe. But equally, they will give my voice as much weight as someone on the internet saying it's not safe, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I'm being backed up by data on 100 million doses over 20 million women. But that doesn't really count for much in the emotional argument side of things. So I think some parents think it's the safer option just to sit back and not do anything.
I think,
because that ignores the risk of not vaccinating, you know?
I do think that when you hear Laura Brennan or Vicky Phelan or the late, great Emma McMahona, they all have cervical cancer. They
yeah,
you know, Emma has lost her battle with it. She has lost her life to it.
To it.
Anybody who could prevent their daughter from going that road, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You have the airwaves here. You have the national airwaves, Phil. Lay out your stall. Why should parents get their kids vaccinated?
This is one of the first vaccine-preventable cancers in the history of medicine. Like, everyone clamors for a cure for cancer. This is one of them, right? And I don't think I'm overstating it. We have the potential, as you were saying, coming into it, we have the potential to eradicate, almost entirely eradicate cervical cancer.
And it's a horrible
in
cancer.
Our lifetime.
Yeah.
It's a horrible cancer. And it affects young women. And these are someone's mother, someone's daughter, someone's sister. And we have a method to prevent this. Like, I don't see why it needs to be said any more voicefully or any more aggressively or enthusiastically than that. Like, this is
yeah,
a vaccine that can prevent cancer.
No,
it will save lives.
I totally agree with you, but alas, it does appear that perhaps it does need to be I suppose, laid out as a stall. The people have fears. They have fears around largely this idea that girls
that
are getting some kind of chronic fatigue syndrome from it. Talk to me about that.
So there is this tenuous link with chronic fatigue syndrome, and it's coming out of the same reason that any vaccines have been linked to illnesses, is that the age that people are getting this vaccine is similar to the age where the symptoms of these conditions start. So chronic fatigue syndrome is an awful condition. It's I treat patients with it on a regular basis, and it is life-changing when you get it. And what I say to parents who come into me, because I still get quite a lot of questions from parents who have girls who are 10 and 11 years old coming into me asking me, do I think the vaccine's safe? And they bring this point up quite regularly. First of all, the link hasn't been shown to be there. And there's actually quite a few countries where they've gone and spent money researching this link that didn't turn out to be there. And secondly, the numbers, if you look at the numbers of people who are getting this condition before vaccination programs were brought into countries, so you can see this in countries, I think the best evidence is it's one of the Scandinavian countries, I can't remember offhand, but
yeah,
there is no increase in rates of chronic fatigue syndrome or chronic regional pain syndrome or this thing called POTS syndrome there is no increase after the vaccine gets brought in. So the rate of people who are getting
so kids
this
have this anyway, or they you know, kids are vulnerable to getting this anyway. These kinds
and
of conditions
has
at their
to do
teens.
With the vaccine. Yeah, okay. So it typically comes on between the ages of 13 and 17. Now the vaccine is given at the age of 13. So people see it because they get, and the vaccine can, people can have reactions to needles. People can faint with these things. And so they see someone fainting when they get an injection. And then 6 months, 18 months later, they have this huge change in lifestyle, huge change in outlook. And it's very natural for people to look for a reason. And we don't fully understand the causes for chronic fatigue syndrome in medicine. So we don't have those answers to give. So someone offering wrong answers, it's still an answer that they that it's understandable why people gravitate.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is not anything to do. And actually, I think because there have been calls for more research to be poured into this link.
Yeah.
But really, I feel that would be better money spent trying to figure out what actually causes this condition, yeah. Not looking for a link that's
and,
not there.
And we know, I mean, because I'm sure there are people listening kind of going, but my child has an issue. There are, of course, girls who are sick around the country with chronic fatigue and with these types of conditions. Mm. But what we're saying is there has always been teenage girls with these,
yeah,
conditions, and that the rate of that didn't change. Actually, I've read a lot of the studies on this because I also am a big mad advocate for the HPV vaccine. You're subtly less likely if you're vaccinated
to get it
than if you aren't vaccinated. Now, that doesn't mean, yeah, the vaccine is protective. It's that close that it's irrelevant, but
it's
actually
irrelevant.
Subtly lower are the rates of chronic fatigue.
I remember back at the height of all this, it was asked of there was a documentary done on it, and there was a question asked, what do you think about these 150 girls who have this condition? And the answer from the epidemiologist was, well, I'd wonder about the 150 girls that we would expect to have this condition that we're not seeing talking about the vaccine.
Yeah.
Because, and the point was that this is something that happened. This condition is diagnosed back into Egyptian times, into Pharaoh's times back in ancient Egypt.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a new phenomenon, and it's not due to vaccine.
No, and indeed, I myself had patients before the HPV vaccine was ever brought in, teenage girls who had drop attacks, chronic fatigue, seizures, all kinds of things, and it's unfortunately something that, as you say, manifests in teenage years, a bit like that whole thing that people diagnose autism in toddlers,
and it's
just when it presents.
Phil, it's a timing thing.
Thank you for laying out your stall on that. I do think it's a really important topic. That is Dr. Phil Kieran, their GP in Cork. Lads, get your children vaccinated. I vaccinated mine. I'll vaccinate my boys too. Protect them from what you can protect them from. That's your job as a parent, and I can't say it strongly enough.